Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series, our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
I'm Andy Carvin, and I'm with the social media desk at NPR. I'm senior strategist for social media. And basically, I'm here because I've been fascinated by open source for a long time, and more broadly, open content and participatory culture. And I think there are a lot of the underpinnings of public radio is based on wanting to share within a community and identify ways to make communities better. You know, we focus on news, but essentially NPR is really a collection of stories of people. And so even though we're new to things such as social networking and the like, we've had a community for a very, very long time that self-identifies as a community and wants to give back in different ways. And there are a lot of similarities, I think, to public radio as a community and open source. And I just feel like there's a lot we can learn about that type of participation and collaboration.
So why don't you just talk a little bit about some of the APIs that NPR is making available and what you're talking to Drupal developers and what they can plug into?
Well, just over a year ago, NPR created an API for our own content management system because we've got a very complex CMS that we developed in-house, and we wanted to see if we could have an API to simplify the way we utilize and distribute content. And the guys who coordinated the project, Zach Brand and Daniel Jacobson in particular, realized that if we're building an API for ourselves, why don't we open this up beyond that for stations as well as the general public? And so after a number of months of debates and discussions and figuring out how to make it work, we released both a station API and a public API last summer. They're built on the same API, but when you get your API key, depending on whether you're a station or a member of the general public, there are just different restrictions. So stations have much more latitude of using and repackaging our content in all sorts of ways because we want to make sure that they can be creative with the content we produce and localize it in ways that are appropriate for a station. And then the public API is a bit more restricted than that, so it has certain terms such as you've got to be doing it for non-commercial purposes and that we've got safety measures built in. So, for example, if someone takes our content and starts wrapping porn advertising around it, and we wouldn't want that to happen, we can shut down the API key and deal with it. But most people who are interested in using our API are doing it because they actually really like public radio and want to do experiments. So people are doing things such as creating maps that have our content being geotagged and located in different places. People are connecting our API to the Twitter API so you can make it easier to search for public radio-related information on Twitter and get streams that way. And so even though it's been up for almost 9 months now, and we've gotten 1,000 developers signed up for the API key and tinkering with it. And so we're really eager just to see what people do next with it. We only have probably less than 15 developers in-house, and there's only so much we can do ourselves to come up with creative new ways of displaying our content and new visualizations and the like. And so we've expanded that pool of developers essentially exponentially by saying to the dev community, here's our content, we'd like you to see what you can come up with, and we'll celebrate what you do because we can't do it all ourselves.
And so speaking from your own personal perspective on in terms of open source, how do you see open source as sort of facilitating collaboration between what may traditionally be seen as people as competitors competing for the same funding? And so how do you sort of see the role of open source in that?
Well, I think the thing that's made open source so interesting over the years is it involves a high level of trust. And by making yourself vulnerable to other people or other entities coming in and tinkering with your stuff, and once you demonstrate that you're willing to do that, barriers start coming down. There are cultural aspects of open source that I think many industries can learn from, because you often have entities you'd love to work with but maybe have a history of being competitive or just haven't figured out ways of working together for whatever reason. And I think in some cases open source can serve as a model for opening those doors. In some cases it may not even be technology related. So for example, we've started doing more what you might consider open content initiatives, where we're asking the public to help us pull together data user-generated content and the like for a given story, and it allows us to create content that is much richer and much more diverse because the community has contributed to it. And so even though that's not necessarily technology-driven from like the individual user's point of view, it still has that notion of participatory culture built into it, and that we are willing to open things up and have people get involved in the hopes of making what we create more powerful because of it.
Okay, great. Thanks.